Pakistan quashes protests, but not before the unrest hits a ministry. Christians mobilize response to help landslide survivors in the Philippines. And new trends in ministry also reveal new challenges for the non-traditional missionary. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Pakistan's security forces are cracking down on volatile demonstrations over cartoons offensive to Muslims. Street protests were banned in eastern Pakistan after riots killed five people in two cities last week. Strategic World Impact's Kevin Turner says the unrest disrupted the ministry of a partnering American family.
Where we have our school, there's been some huge rioting, and the mullahs in the town have been targeting over the loudspeakers and through various speeches our workers on the ground, talking about how, you know, we have a Christian school and we're not teaching Islam. And so we've moved them out of the area. So things are kind of intense. Of course, there's always a lot of saber rattling, but you never know what is for real and what is not.
Turner explains prayer support is key for believers because it's more than a safety issue. It's a calling.
To work in this area, you've pretty much got to be committed to the possibility of laying your life down for the sake of the gospel. We've just come back from the region. We're actually working on some more teams to go, and by the grace of God, we have individuals that are willing to do that.
Next, World Vision Australia's office is mustering an emergency response to help the victims of the Philippines landslide. Officials fear that continuous rain in the province could slow down rescue efforts. While some survivors have been pulled from a school buried in the disaster, World Vision's team says those left behind desperately need help with basic survival needs. Please pray for their staff as they act as the hands and feet of Christ in this situation. You're listening to Mission Network News. With the upheaval in Gaza and the Middle East since the Palestinian elections, Christians have faced increased threats and persecution. In the recent demands against the Palestine Bible Society, Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton believes it's coming from Islamic militants trying to eliminate the gospel from their land.
Hopefully that will not take place. We know that the Word of God is a very powerful tool to reach people and to change people's lives. And so we pray that the Palestine Bible Society is able to keep a work going in Gaza and is able to keep distributing God's word there.
Nettleton says this is a time when believers can really show God's love to those against them and perhaps reach them with the gospel.
God has a way of, out of threats and out of persecution, he brings about good things. And I think that we can pray that that will happen in this case as well for the people involved in the Palestine Bible Society, but even further for the people of Palestine.
Meanwhile, a short-term team with Christian World Outreach recently returned from serving in Burkina Faso. The 31-member team helped with medical, dental, construction, and educational needs, and they also provided support and encouragement to the church there. CWO's Greg Yoder says it was exciting to see God using the team's impact in so many ways.
We've asked about short-term trips and are they worth it? And their response back is yes, because you're an encouragement to them to keep working.
They're in it to make a long-lasting difference. And through CWO's commitment, people are seeing that Jesus Christ is real. Yoder asks prayer for continued effectiveness.
Pray that we will be able to make a difference just by showing Christ's love, again, meeting physical needs, but also just sharing with those who are in the church and encouraging them to, you know, make a difference and to continue to evangelize.
And business will be a growing trend in cross-cultural Christian ministry for the next half century. That's according to InterServe USA. February's candidate school saw nine people training toward that. InterServe partners use business, English as a second language education, animal husbandry, and biomedical science as tools toward outreach. However, spiritual attacks are a reality for Christians working in these contexts. As the teams ready themselves, please support them in prayer. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD Spirituals, Songs of the Soul, featuring Barnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. And these songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed like innocent orphans around the world. So get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.